Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium. Views and opinions expressed by hosts, invited speakers, and callers do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the Black Talk Media Project or the Black Talk Radio Network.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone. Nintendo Radio Show brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Rank, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. And you've already heard me say it. I absolutely love the intro that Scotty picked for this, and it's so true. And I hope that you're really listening to what's being said there. What was being said there is a collective prudence for people to no longer be enslaved and actually control resources in order to control the prosperity that would flow to them. This is something that you have not been taught within the black community and within the overall communities at large. And this is something that you need to know so that you can start engage in meaningful measures to protect yourself, your family, and the overall community, because there can be no freedom if you do not control resources. That is the key to bondage. That is the key to disenfranchisement. That is the key to keeping you exactly where you are and nothing else changes. So you can't look at your situation and say, I don't have this, I don't have that. The key is for you to be able to have resources in order to empower yourself, your family, and our overall community. The rest is up to you. You can either stay where you are, stay where we are, or make a change. Will a change cause some grief and some heartache, and will there be a response? Yes. But what is the latter? If you do nothing, you will get more of the same and even worse. Too many of us have chose to just go along. As Harriet Tubman said, thousands and thousands would have been freed if only if they had known they were slaves. Don't you prescribe to being a slave. So, with that being said, I just want to say, Scotty, once again, man, I love that drop. But let's go to the business at hand. First and foremost, let's talk about Black Talk Radio Network. And the crowdfunding campaign is going on as we speak right now at blacktalkradionetwork.com. Go to the crowdfunding digital black media program that's there, and campaign that's going on. And you can now support Black Talk Radio Network and all the programs that are here by making contributions, monetary contributions. That way you can maintain and ensure that the radio station will be here every day that you need it, every day that you decide to eat from the fruit of the tree of Black Talk Radio Network. But now, this time for you to feed the root so that there can be fruit that can be born. So, you can make donations, and it's very easy. First part of it, the first option, is extremely easy. For $24.99 and less, you can make a contribution, and with that contribution, you will receive a monthly statistic report for the radio station, as well as the social media email operation. Excuse me, social media operations, and you can send that $24.99 or less by way of PayPal or by sending a check or money order to Black Talk Media Project, P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina, 28120. And that, once again, to send the money order or check, you can send it to Black Talk Media Project, P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina, 28120. That is option one. $24.99 below. All contributions are so appreciated. So much. We appreciate the donations that you make. Nothing is too small. Everything you give is a part of feeding the roots of Black Talk Radio Network. So we appreciate and thank you for all the contributions. Next option that you can do.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but let me.
No, you're good, brother.
Let me provide some updated information.
Okay.
Those extra large shirts were real popular. I only got two left, and I didn't have any extra large shirts, but I had several people request them, so I put in the order today to get some more extra large and extra large shirts, and I should have those no later than Tuesday. But I'm just really excited, man, that people have been contributing. You know, those shirts are getting real popular, man, and so, you know, I'm going to come out with more, because, you know, I hate to say it, and we do have people who have been donating to our nonprofit, you know, without any kind of enticement or anything before we start giving gifts in return. But, you know, this is really, I can see, going to help us, you know, fund the stuff that we want to do for the future. To be honest with you, Dave, I got really big plans and a vision, and I'm trying to accomplish it without getting money from the usual suspects and what have you. So I just want to thank everybody who has. I mean, it with those shirts went faster than I expected. So I got some more coming, and thank you to everybody, you know, who has contributed.
Yeah, that is amazing. I'm so glad to hear that from Scotty. So Scotty is saying that the extra large, so it was the extra large that are back on back order, and he's also going to also add in the next shipment for extra large. So the different sizes, and Scotty will keep us updated on everything that's going on. And I'm happy. I'm so glad that everyone has contributed to the overall energy that's needed to maintain this radio station, because just like you, you have to be fed in order to go. And you know what it feels like for you to be hungry. Well, when you have a business, you are basically having a child that you are nurturing into full adulthood until it can start to sustain itself because of the momentum that it has garnished, or the momentum that it has been able to generate over the years of you nurturing it. And it's in a very, very expensive, very tedious, very long hours without any support. It is a real process. And this is amazing that everyone has responded the way that they have. Thank you so much. And it's good to hear that Scotty has run out of T-shirts. And like Scotty said, these T-shirts are very, very important. It's huge. It's a part of our overall culture, and it's all about us coming together. And like Scotty said, he wants to actually fund the radio station a different way than what has been funded before in the past. And I'm glad that he's doing that, and our support will always be with him on this whole thing, because as Scotty said, there are some plans that he has for the radio station, and that's been growing, and that's because of you. And the thing is, Scotty really cares about every single person and sincerely cares about our people and the conditions in which we are in that we can change. And that's so, so important. So the opportunities that are brought to you, the different information, that is all because one person, one spirit said, it's bigger than me. And now you all have said it is bigger than us. And this is why this whole thing is growing. And I just want to thank you all that have been contributing. And those of you that are thinking about contributing or and meaning to make contribution, go ahead, make the contribution with, regardless of what the size is. Just get in, and you will see the fruits of your labor as this radio station grows. And believe me, you're going to benefit from the programs that will be here on Black Talk Radio Network, God willing, because I truly, truly believe that this is one radio station that has a demographic that everyone else has ignored. They've ignored it for many, multiple reasons. And one of the reasons, because it is not, it doesn't have a lot of disposable income and all of the other metrics on business plans, so people ignore it. And, of course, because it is servicing people that the system likes to take advantage of and is designing its overall energy and direction to take advantage of you. But the key is to this is that we can no longer do what we've done before in the past because it has gotten us not any further. It has only pushed us further back. We are far worse off than we were before. We are much poorer. We are much more disenfranchised. We are much more ill, and we are much more further behind economically on all metrics, socially, politically, and I would say, without a doubt, spiritually. And I say that for a reason, because we've had blind faith in too many things that are not faithful. So I'm just thank you, Scotty, for doing what you're doing, brother, and whatever I can do, I will continue to do, and I truly, truly appreciate you. So, now, going on to what the campaign is about, the options that are there. Option number two, if you donate or contribute $25 or more in addition to receiving the monthly email report and the social media operations report, you will also get a Black Radio Station Matters t-shirt as an appreciation gift for your contribution. If you'd like to get two t-shirts, you would need to donate in intervals of $25, so that would be $50. Three t-shirts would be $75. Four t-shirts would be $100. And that is a great way, as Scotty just came on and said, that there are acquiring more t-shirts and sent them out, and he's going to bring more different designs to the t-shirts. I've seen some of the designs. He's put some up. I absolutely love them. There's one that's black with a radio dish that's white, or one that's black and then the radio dish is kind of off black and kind of, I think it was lined in gray. Oh man, that was smoking. Really, really, really nice, and it says a lot, and this is a part of what we're all building, and we're building this together with you, and I truly, truly do appreciate. Scotty has also talked about having t-shirts for the ladies, so Scotty will give us updates on where that's progressing to once able to do it, and so we'll keep you posted, and you just keep listening to the Tando Radio Show and contributing and being a part of the overall program. And I want to truly, truly thank you from the bottom of my heart and from the whole energy of my spirit for you feeding the roots of Black Talk Radio Network. So, so important. So, next option, number three, is to become a monthly contributor to Black Talk Radio Network of $25 and more. In addition to receiving the monthly email reports and getting the free free t-shirt for Black Radio Station Matters t-shirt as an appreciation gift, you'll be eligible for other gifts that will be announced here on the network. So this is a golden opportunity, and this is a great opportunity for us to start the collective prudence that is so necessary within our community. So everyone, tell your friends, tell your family members about Black Talk Radio Network and all the programs that are here, about Tando and everything else that's here. Tell them about it, invite them to it. so that the network can continue to grow and Scotty can actually, the vision that Scotty has will be fulfilled with the energy and the support of you all. And this is what is so important, and we are on the cusp of doing some great, great things, and you're going to see the benefit of that in the near future, and I think you already have in so many ways. So continue to support Black Talk Radio Network and tell your friends, tell your family members about it. Also, you can follow Tando Radio Show currently on Facebook, but as I said before, we need to get off of Facebook. We need to solely get onto Tando Radio Show here on Black Talk Radio Network and everything else. I got to get with Scotty. Scotty's day is so busy. Go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah. And I apologize for not getting back to you sooner.
Scotty, come on, man.
I can set up a message board system on Black Talk Radio Network. I actually had one, but nobody used it. So I was like,
yeah.
But then when I saw that Facebook was working with the authorities to remove, prison slaves' accounts and stuff like that, I was like, man, I only use Facebook because that's where a lot of people are. I look at it like a fishing hole, you know what I'm saying? So you got to go where the fish are sometimes. But for the purposes of having secure communications and things of that nature, things you don't want people to know about, then you're right. We need not to be conducting our business on there. And so this weekend, I'm going to put a note on my wall right in front of me, so that I'll get that message board back up, and I'll work on that this weekend, and y'all can use that.
You know, that'd be great. But Scotty, don't overextend yourself, you know, because that's one of the things in growing this whole network. Don't overextend yourself. When you're ready and time permitting, we'll get that together. No rush and everything, bro, because we're going to continue to do what we need to do. So if you can't do it this weekend or next week, that's okay. It will get done. Because I firmly believe that it will. So just, don't overextend yourself, because that's not a healthy thing for us at all, because, you matter too. You really, really do matter to the whole thing, and we need to assist you more in everything that's going on. And I'm glad that everyone is responding to the crowdfunding, because that takes off such a burden for the network and for Sky. It gives the opportunity to get so many different things that are necessary. So don't overextend yourself, Scotty. We're here no matter what. We started with, and we're just going to grow with what we have, and we're going to do it in a way that we know that is going to bring great prosperity to us all as far as collective movements among ourselves and what we need to do to actually assist one another and share the love that we have for each other. So, brother, do continue doing what you're doing. You're doing a fantastic job, and we're going to grow this whole thing together. And I'm just so proud. I know Brother Braggs. I know all of the callers, Brother and Sister Davis, and all of the callers that call in, Mel and Jambone. Everyone appreciates what you're doing, and all of the faithful and the long listeners that you've had. They've seen this network grow. They've seen us all grow together, and that is priceless to us all, and that's going to continue to go. So we're ready whenever you are. There is no rush, because we have eternity to live. So everyone, while we're still on Facebook until the appropriate time, which will be soon enough, we post there, like Scotty said, because it's a good place. It's a pool of talent, and it's a pool of people that are there that we can give exposure to Black Talk Radio Network, to Tando and everything else, and then start to have our more secure, more intimate conversations and the overall planning that we need to have at the table of negotiation among ourselves at the appropriate time and in appropriate venue. So until then, we posted some articles on Tando Radio Show that we'd like you to check out. And if you'd like to comment about it, if you have any suggestions, you can send a message to me there on Tando Radio Show. And definitely while you're there, if you like the articles, give us a like, share them, do whatever you want, comment on them. With all of that, I read all of the comments, and I try to respond to it all. If I miss something, just put it in the comment phase place, and I will definitely get to it as soon as I see it. So let's go to Tando Radio Show on Facebook, and that's T-H-A-N-D-O Radio Show. That's T-H-A-N-D-O Radio Show on Facebook, and check out some of the articles that we have posted there. The first one comes from BusinessInsider.com, and this one says, there's a big warning sign that the wheels of the U.S. economy may be grinding to a halt. Oh, wow. This is something that we've been talking about for a long time and trying to get everyone prepared for, because the wealth transfer is going to be one in which you can redefine your economic direction because of what is going to happen. But check out that article and see what it's all about. But the first one we posted was, today is a live show, May 5th, 2016, and the topic is going to be the new cash cycle of enslavement. In the second hour, we're going to jump into the 96-hour margin call. So that is going to be today's show, and looking forward to that and sharing it with you all. Now, anytime during the show, if you have a question, I will stop what I'm doing, answer your question. You can give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032 pound, and hit star 61. I'll see you in queue and definitely bring you up. So those are the first two articles. Next article comes from, I don't know where it comes from, so we're going to keep going. Just threw it up in there. It says, this was an important one. And it says, keeptalkinggreece.com is where this article came from. This is an article you shouldn't miss, and we're going to try to touch on this today. And it says, Germany's ESMT study, 5% of bailout money went to Greece's state and people. 95% went to European banks. So from the bailout that Greece was given, the people received practically none at all. Because if the banks in the states are the first to get paid, what in the world do you think will be left for the people? Nothing. And this is going to be the trend that you will see here when the United States goes through its bailout and its bail-in process. They will take everything from you and have nothing move towards you. They will privatize the profits and make it public for the liabilities to be dispersed publicly. That means the people will bear the brunt economically. They will bear the brunt with the counterparty risk of it all, while the system will continue to disenfranchise, pillage, fleece, steal, rob, and ultimately physically kill. This is what it does. This article is very telling. The study said that only 5% of the bailout money went to Greece's state and people. But see, you notice what they didn't say? They said 5%. But what was the breakdown of that? Let me tell you what that breakdown was. 95 to 97% of that probably went to the state. I wouldn't be surprised if 97% of that went to the state, and 3% of it went to private corporations that were supposed to give out different assistances to the people. So the people got none at all. This is what we continue to uphold globally. This is what we continue to participate in, the rules that are set by people that mean to rule over you, and we continue to think that there will be some measure of equality, some measure of franchisement, and some measure of prosperity that we would be able to participate in, because we voted for them, because we paid our taxes, and because they said they would do it. It's the law. They said they would give us these rights. And we stand on these rights that man has written down on a piece of paper. And you'll always hear me say, it's only worth the value of the paper it's written on. It's only worth the paper it's written on. Nothing. So, very, very telling article. Check out that one. Should know. Next article says, faced with a barrage of Chinese spies, the U.S. expands rules for national security cases. Why? Because they're moving towards a confrontation and a conflict, both trade-wise, economically-wise, currency-wise, and physical conflict with China and the BRIC nations. And not only that, an extension of that is that the government will engage in a civil, what I like to call a domestic violence against the people here. The true domestic violence. The one that is done daily and no one is ever, ever brought to justice on. The domestic violence that is more broader than the one that they publicize within the individual's home. But the domestic violence that prevails to this day. This is going to be an extension of that. So check out that article. Next article says the final visit with Prince. Check out that article also. Rolling Stone writer's article that he wrote with interviewing Prince, and it was the last time that they did that. So check out that one. Next article comes from RT. Put up or shut up. The EU wants to fine EU members 250 euros per refugee. So they're going to charge them for every refugee that they refuse to have in their country. Do you see what's going on here? It's the Trojan War that's going to lead to destabilization, that's going to lead through to civil disruption, and is going to lead to physical conflict that will turn into regional war, that will spread to global war, that will spread to global nuclear war one. GNW. There will be no war, World War III. It will be GNW. So, check out that article. Next article. Next article comes from, oh, this one someone sent to me. You know who you are. Thank you for sending me this one. I didn't catch this. I think I caught a part of it in another article, but I didn't catch this one. It came from the money section of Cerebrally Naive Network, and you know who that is. It's a well-publicized station that has a bunch of eugenics people that actually own and run it. And they actually have a lot of CIA ties. They tell you it right there on their network. And I call it the Cerebrally Naive Network. And you can see who that is. But check this out. They said, famed investor sounds a crisis alarm on U.S. China. Hedge fund billionaire Stanley Druckenmiller warned on Wednesday at the Sojourn Investment Conference of a debt-fueled disaster is coming to the United States and China. And the person that sent it said, Dave, this is what you've been talking about, and yes, this is what you need to know and prepare for accordingly. This is not something that you can ignore, because you won't be able to, you may be able to ignore reality, but you won't be able to ignore the consequences of this, because there is a design plan that they will have for this whole ordeal. So check that out. Next article from Bloomberg. Oil price rises forces Merkel on a plan to deeper cost cuts, the CEO says. So this is going to continue to unfold. Next article comes from Sputnik News. China Navy kicks off South Sea China sea drills to enhance combat readiness. I'm telling you, the South Sea of China is going to be a place where there will be confrontation that will be a part of the GNW number one. That is Global Nuclear War One. So So check out this article. It says the Chinese People Liberation Army Navy vessels embarked on the South Sea of China sea drills. On the South Sea China for drills to enhance combat readiness. And I'm going to tell you, this is so critical because the U.S. has sent some Aegis-class missile cruisers and destroyers to the South Sea of China to actually engage in their own drills. And China has also denied a port of call for U.S. aircraft carriers in that area. I'm going to tell you, this is going to be one of the kindles that are going to be the shock to the world. The key is you don't want to allow this to catch you not prepared or unaware. So where you ask what happens, by the time you ask, as soon as the word what comes out of your mouth, it is too late for you to really to appropriately respond in a position that puts you, your family, and our community in a position of advantage. The opportunity in the window has closed and has been lost. So don't let that happen to us. Don't let that happen to you. Next article says this is beyond bizarre. Phone outages concentrated heavily in the same pockets. And this was last night. And this comes from allnewspipeline.com. Very strange. Check out that article. And those are the articles that we have posted for today. We're getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come out of a commercial break, we're going to jump into today's show. If you'd like to get in on today's show at any time, we'd be more than happy to talk to you. Give us a call about anything or about what we're talking about. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to hear from a report on what's going on in the world. What are you seeing? What are you doing? And what are you feeling about everything? Because what you think and what you say and what you do is really so important. It defines who you really are. Listen to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
To the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. Man, I don't like this Facebook app that I got here. So slow, is ridiculous. But welcome back to the show. I want to thank you all for listening today. Today is Thursday. Forgot to say what the date was. Today is Thursday, May the 5th, 2016, and we have a live show for you today. And today's show, we're going to jump off into it. We want to talk about, as soon as it come back up, but what we want to talk about is something that is very, very important, and it's, and today's show is going to be based all around the new caste cycle of enslavement in the first hour. It's probably going to extend into the second hour too, because it's very, very important. There's an article that we posted inside of Tando, and we posted this one yesterday and said that I wanted to talk about it because it's so important. It tells you pretty much a lot about what's going on in the world and how it affects us all, which we should know, and so that we can have an appropriate response to it. And the article was put out by Bloomberg. And in this article, which we're going to go to now, and we posted it just so you can check it out. We posted it yesterday. And as you can hear, I'm kind of stalling real quick because my computer does, my tablet does not want to participate in helping me out with the show today, but that's okay. I'm going to still carry on. So let me pull this article up very quickly, and then we can talk about what's there. Okay, so we won't do it. So here we go. Now, there's an article, very good article, that Bloomberg, well, it's not a good one. It's one that I think that is very, very important and very telling about some of the things that are going on that you need to know and prepare for. So let's jump right into it. And this one came from Bloomberg. It says, this is the article, inside the secret meeting, a lot of that going on now, and this is nothing new. These secret meetings have been going on within organizations, within the government entities for years. But here it is. Inside the secret meeting where Wall Street tested digital cash. And this is why I said this is a new move towards enslavement by this. So here's the article. And it says, the article reads, on a recent Monday in April, more than 100 executives from some of the world's largest financial institutions gathered for a private meeting at the Times Square office of NASDAQ Incorporated. They weren't there to just talk about blockchains, the new technology some predicted would transfer financing, but to build an experiment with the software. By the end of the day, they had seen some things revolutionary. The U.S. dollar transformed into pure digital asset. Let me stop right there. Lie, 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 lie. You can't have a digital asset. It is an oxymoron. And the reason why you can't have a digital asset in the format that they're saying, yes, you could have software that is capable of putting digital algorithms together that can be an asset, but see, digital is nothing that is physical. And this is very important. So it can't be transferred into a pure digital asset. This is the deception that they want to have you have to know. I mean, they want you to fall for right off the bat. What do I mean by that? Have you ever held a digital impulse? Have you ever held a digital transmission? No, you've seen it. And sometimes you can't believe your lying eyes. So they're saying that the U.S. dollar transport into a pure digital asset. No. The U.S. dollar, what it should say is the U.S. dollar is transformed into a digital currency. Yes. That's more truthful. And that needs to be made. And you need to know, because there's a difference between an asset and currency. But it goes on. Able to be used to execute and settle a trade instantly. That's the promise of blockchain. While the cumbersome and error-prone system that takes days to move money across town or around the world is replaced with almost instant certainty. The event was created by Chain, one of the many startups trying to rewrite the financial industry, with representatives from NASDAQ, Citicorp, Visa, Fidelity, Pfizer, and others in the room. The event announced in a statement this Monday, marked by a key moment in the evolution of blockchain, notable for both of what was achieved as well as how many firms were involved. The technology potential was captive. Wall Street executives became, because of its offers, it offers a way to free up billions of dollars by speeding transactions that currently can take days, tying up capital. But a huge piece of the puzzle is transferring cash into a digital form. Okay. A lot there. We're going to talk about it. And while some firms have conducted experiments, let me move this down, the Chain event was large, was a large number of them. I mean, excuse me. The chain event showed a large number of them now looking jointly at potential solutions. We've created a digital dollar to show the group that NASDAQ and an instant debt and credit on a blockchain, says Mark West, Chief Technology Officer at FISPA, a transaction and payment company with more than 13,000 clients across the financial industries. This is the first time the money has moved, quietly building. Chain is already known in some Wall Street circles for its project to help NASDAQ shift towards a non-public share into blockchains. But for the most part, it has kept relatively quiet compared with other fintech ventures. The San Francisco-based company also used the April 11th meeting to introduce its customers and investors to Chain Open Standards, an open standard blockchain platform that the venue has been designing for more than a year. And Adam Ludwin, the chief executive officer with Chain, what Chain has done is engineered the complex events needed for a blockchain to work so that its customers can build custom solutions on top of that to solve business problems, he says. We've been quietly building with a whole bunch of folks for a few years, he said. Blockchain are a network, so we think collaboration is important. But what is even more important is that the collaboration at the beginning is getting models right. The event was kept secret so executives could freely share nuances, ideas, and to take risks. The more press, the less quality of the dialogue and the problem solvers, he said. Here we go. The more common blockchain is the one supporting the digital currency Bitcoin, which has been around since 2009. Financial firms have been reluctant to embrace Bitcoin. However, as an anonymous user could entangle banks in violations of any anti-money laundering and know your customers regulations. Digital U.S. dollars or other fiat currency, on the other hand, does not pose those risks. Okay, let's stop there. I'm going to read that one more time. This is very important. The most common blockchain is the one supporting the digital currency Bitcoin, which has been active since 2009. Financial firms have been reluctant to embrace Bitcoin. However, as its anonymous users could entangle banks in violation of anti-money laundering and know your customers regulation. Digital U.S. dollars or any other fiat currency, on the other hand, does not pose those risks. Let's stop there. Very important. Now you know who really designed and bought you Bitcoin. It wasn't the lie that they told you about some man out of Japan that had a digital gaming device that he changed into digital currency. So that was to solve all of the economic woes of the planet by going into a digital form of currency. They gave you an elaborate scheme, and they allowed Bitcoin to start to grow, and they allowed Bitcoin to grow within the alternative media and among people that was talking about this is going to protect you from the dollar, the demise of the dollar and everything else. There are some very good informative people that actually support and actually champion Bitcoin. But Bitcoin is a facade. It's a falsehood. It is the same system as before, but only worse. And I'm going to break down why it is, so that you won't be fooled by its story. See, they told halfway truths in this whole thing. When Bitcoins first came around, I know I was actually looking at it and actually got engaged in it. I remember when Bitcoin first instituted, you needed multiple computers to start mining for Bitcoin. And there was this one brother out of Canada, Da Vinci, that was telling people all about it. I think he's a good dude. He, you know, did well and went off and ran off and everything else. But this is the thing about Bitcoin. It was never sincere, and it was never truthful about where its creation came from. In this article, they said that Bitcoin became active since 2009. Well, that is true, but that's a misleading statement. Bitcoin has been around since the 1800s. And because we don't study history, we don't know a lot of these things, and we get tripped by the deceptions. Because once you start to wake up to different things, no longer can the former lies and the tricks trip you up and fool you any longer. And Bitcoin is just that. Bitcoin is actually the creation of the furtherance of economic enslavement, just like the dollar bill was when it served its purpose. It was actually able to revolutionize enslavement to where it can start to enslave more people by a coupon. Now they have it where they can now enslave everybody by a digital coupon. And this is critical to know and critical to understand. Bitcoin is not anything that is different than the dollar. In actuality, as weak as the dollar is and as much as I push against the dollar gives you more protection than a Bitcoin, than digital currency. They've been rapidly moving to a cashless society, and Bitcoin is one of the ways in which they did it. And what they did was they realized people were waking up all over the world. So what they said, well, what we'll do is we'll jump into it and say that this is going to go against us, the ones that actually established it. And then the people will buy it because they're looking for something, because they're starting to wake up to the falsehoods and the ubiquitous fraud that we continue to push to them. Anytime the bankers come together, they come to enslave, steal, pillage you. They come to seize the energy of your labor and to collect that for themselves and to establish ways and means so that the way of your energy will provide for the means of their life. And Bitcoin, my friends, is definitely that. And it's one of the falsehoods that is quite threatening to us all. And I would love for someone that's engaged in Bitcoin to come and talk about it, you know, right now on air, so that some of our people can listen and hear what you have to say. I'm going to tell you what I know about Bitcoin and why this is a falsehood that is waiting to continue to trap you. This is the move towards cashless society that will destroy you. Think we got to we got 10 minutes before the break, but this is critical. They've been moving towards cashless society for a long time now. One of the things is that they've always told you that they were going to do it, but I would ask you, how many of you were listening? See, they've already got it to where they tell you what they're going to do to destroy you, and many of us start running to that area and then to that paradigm, can't wait to get our position and our position of disadvantage. Many people start saying, oh man, yeah, it's time to get rid of cash. I've heard some people say, I don't want to carry all that cash around. Understand, It's a threat. Understand? But why is it a threat? It's not a threat because the guy next to you is going to pull a gun on you. That's not the reason why it's a threat. The real reason why is because the dudes in the suits have legislated the theft against you. See, a man with a gun can only physically harm and physically kill 1, 2, 3, 4, or how many people that firearm holds, bullets that firearm holds. Or if they're going to use it as a blunt force object, it's going to be, take a lot of energy. But let me tell you something. You should be far more concerned about a man or a woman in a suit with a pen than you need to be concerned about someone with a gun in their hand. Because the gun only kills so many. The pen is a generational killer all at one time. It kills you economically, it kills you spiritually, and it also kills you physically. And it steals, the most important thing, through deception, your free will. Because it will write a law that you will think blindly has your best interest at heart. Oh, we got a lot to talk about, and a lot to do, brothers and sisters. We got a brother in call. Let's go to this brother. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment? Caller in queue?
Sorry, I was muted. Sorry about that.
All right, brother. Yeah. What's going on, brother Mel? How you feeling?
I'm good, man. Hope everybody's well.
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to kind of get your take on this. When computers became real prevalent and, you know, with the old Macs. And
yes.
Like if you went to, like, say, the DMV or something, or if you went to a business and you go up to the lady and she type up your information and she would say, you know, this is what it's saying. And you're like, no, that's totally wrong, man. That's not the case. And right. Do you remember what they would say to you?
What would it be? Something like our system says, or what would they say?
Computers don't lie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Say that was an actual, yeah. And people believed it. So I'm wondering if we were to go to this.
Wait. Hold on now.
Yeah.
Say that one more time, so everyone can grasp what you're saying here. Say that one more time, because that is key. Go ahead.
There was a point in time where everybody truly believed that computers don't lie, and that's what they should tell you. So if it says you got $2 million in the bank, or if you got $2 in the bank, computers don't lie. So I think they're going to try to go back to that type of, because they can manipulate it so easily. I mean, that's the danger. So I just want to get their opinion on that.
Man, that's key. I always say this. Numbers don't lie. It's just the people that put the figures in that do. And I would say with computers don't lie. It's just the individuals that put the data in that do. So the computer is not is a tool of the person that's behind it. So if you have a lying, stealing hand that is on the keyboard, then that is a tool that is being used to steal. And you're absolutely, man, that was so true. And when you think about it, yeah, and they used to say, well, our computer says, and that was so-called the authority of it all. And you're absolutely right. I remember that. I definitely, definitely remember. And everything was to put everything in the computer. And what we didn't realize at that time, you know, there were some people walking around that were saying, man, y'all better get away from them computers. But many of us in our younger age, we weren't listening to those individuals because we liked it offered us. And that's the same thing with young people today, with the millennials and everything else. They love what the overall electrical and digital paradigm offers them. They don't even see that they are swallowing cyanide. And this is a major, major concern, because this is going to cause them to have a less quality life than all of the generations before them. And they don't think that they are. They are rapidly moving to. You know, it's so telling. You know, when Mel was talking about when we were kids, they were telling, I remember, because I knew people that was heavily involved in the computer industry at high, very high levels. And it was the wave of the future. And there were a lot of people, and I used to listen to them. Don't trust it. Don't engage in it. It is not, some technology is not something that is going to bring about any form of progression. It's only going to digress and push you back and be an adversary of yours. And they were so right. And this is exactly what's going on. So that's a well point, Mel, because that's exactly what's going on here.
Yeah, I know we're about to go to break, but man, I kind of, it was a curse to me, because I listened to that and I was told that. And so now I'm kind of pretty compute, you know, I just learned how to use PayPal. Man, I stayed away from the devil. It was the devil I was taught.
So,
but then now I wish I would have got a little sharper with that stuff, but shoot, I didn't even want to change over to CDs. I stuck with the cassette tapes for the long.
I love it. And let me tell you something. You know why that's so important? Because those CDs and those cassette things and all of those, they can still work. Man, if you have an old record player that plays, you know, 45s and things of that nature, man, you still can make that thing work. Guess what? Even with very minimal, you could actually tie it up to where you can have electrical charge where it works. And the music, the overall, the blending and the clarity of the music is totally different. Amazing, amazing. Listen, we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. Hold on, Mel, before you get out of here, because I want you to finish up the point that you were making. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, definitely give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#, then hit *61. I'll see you in queue and definitely bring you up. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks. Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. Just want to thank you all for listening today. Have a live show, and we're talking about the digital enslavement that they are now starting to push on everyone, and what does it really mean? And we're going to talk about that in this hour. I want to finish this out because it's just too important to pass up, and then with the remaining of the time, we'll get into the 96-hour margin call, and if we don't, we'll definitely go into that tomorrow. So my man Mel was on in queue and was talking about how when we were growing up, how he knew that the computers were the electronic devil. And I would say that is so true. And the impulses were a low frequency of death and destruction and the stealing and to disenfranchise our overall people and you individually and collectively. So, Mel, I want to go back to you, Mel. So, yeah, so
yes, sir.
So how do you see this now? What are some of the things that you're noticing now that kind of validates your suspicions when you were younger?
Well, with the way that they're going to come with the cyber attacks, the way that it's all digital, man. All digital, and they want us to wave our wrists to paper things. They want to chip us. That's the computer world, man. It's coming, and that it'll make it so much easier for them to manipulate every single thing.
Yep.
Even if you live, they can shut you off by your chip.
Yeah. Yeah, and I do believe, you think about the frequency cycle. You think about now look at this whole big plan and the conspiracy agenda. I don't say conspiracy theory. Cowards talk about conspiracy theory. Smart people talk about the conspiracies. Okay? So if you look at it, the impulses that are the electrical impulses have taken on a life of their own. They're in so many things. You think about what they're all in. And once that electrical impulse can be easily turned off, and what does it do? It totally turns and shuts you out. It will shut you out of your house. Let's say you're someone that just had this elaborate security system, and you have all of these different security things on your doors, on your windows, and everything else. At the appropriate time, no one can get in. Guess what? Not even you. They can easily shut you out of your house. How about this? Or shut you in. Didn't think about that one, did you? They can imprison people in their own homes in some ways. And believe me, they're going to come to the point where everyone is going to start to put bars on their doors and windows. And once your door locks, you'll be in your cell, your comfortable cell that you call home. And that can be digitally monitored to open or close on command. To lock you in, to lock you out. That's what these new security systems are doing. Some of the ones that unlock your door, let you in, and some people say, oh man, this is the greatest technology. Really? Really? If you got a password, you got to sign into something. Somebody that developed those algorithms in that database has one too. Who's on the other side of that keyboard? Homie, didn't think about that, did you? Answer, no. Why didn't you? Because it's good technology. It's not a good answer, my friend. That means you're vulnerable. And then you know what most people say? Ah, they would never do that. They would never do that. And you know what I always say about that? I always say for the person to say they would never do that, that sounds just like someone that was in Africa at the time that they were captured. Nah, people won't do that. People aren't that mean. That's that conspiracy stuff. Why? Because you want to put your head in the sand and you don't want to look at the reality and the truth of it all. The only person that should be getting in and out of your house is by command of you. Not only your computer, how about this one? Your car. Your car can be remote controlly taken over against your free will. Think about it. You got an electrical start. You got an electrical unlock your doors. You have a computer, my friend, that can be hacked. Your doors can be locked and lock you in, or it can lock you out. Or how about this one? Worst of all, they could turn your brakes off and accelerate the car. And that would mean, and they can govern the speed of the car. You want to go 10 miles per hour? No, they want you to go to 110 miles per hour. How you going to make that turn that's coming up? Then they can control your steering. This is where we are. The digital world has now placed you on a new plantation that prevents the Underground Railroad from ever having effect. This is critical that we understand what's going on and what it means. As a person, if you have a pacemaker, if you are on some of the new technology that they're going to give you, and all of it's going to be digitally enhanced because they sold you on it by a smartphone for what they like to call dumb people. This puts us at a very huge disadvantage. And then not only that, all of the harmonic frequencies that are constantly bombarding everything around us, and those, my friend, from Wi-Fi to the frequencies, they go through doors, they go through everything, and they go right through your body. And they start to change the way that you think because they change the thought process of the energy and the frequency within your mind, within your overall, the frequencies that your brain impulses, that your brain brain impulses created. Your created brain impulses. It changes your thought process. Now they control what you think. This is where we are. And this was not put together as technology for advancement of you. This was put together as technology as advancement to enslave you. Got another caller that's in queue. Let's go to him. Don't like to keep the callers waiting. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name? Where are you calling from? What is your question or comment?
This is Brother Jam calling from Lubbock, Texas.
Brother Jam, what's going on, bro?
Oh, man, just relaxing, man. Just after a hard day's work. My question is today is about the junk bonds that Saudi Arabia is holding. I was trying to look on the internet and see what all the junk bonds are they're holding, but I was going to try to call you today and see, you know, what is your theory about it. You know, what I came up on is, you know, of course they may have other treasuries besides oil, but what my theory was, they're hoarding a whole bunch of oil junk bonds from the United States. And they said if they would get rid of them, that would collapse our economy, or like harm the economy, you could say. What was your theory about it?
Yeah, you know what? There are a bunch of economic instruments of destruction that are going to create a very perfect storm for a crisis in the United States. It's going to create a global opportunity to increase and enhance the enslavement that has been built upon. Because one of the things, and I'm glad you said this, Jim, but one of the things that we have to remember is that there is an economy that's created by man, and then there was an economy that was created by the great creator. One was based off of an ecosystem of cooperation. The other one was based off of a debt instrument of manipulation. And they have all kinds of bonds, junk bonds. They got all kinds of financial instruments. And what they do is they throw all of this thing in to throw everyone off so that everyone thinks that they're engaging in something, and it's nothing more than something that was created by men to destroy and enslave other men. And that's exactly what they're going to be using, just like this Bitcoin.
So your thoughts, you don't think that the junk bonds won't hurt the petrodollar at all?
Yeah, what did you say? I missed that, Jambone. I don't think what?
You don't think that the oil junk bonds won't hurt the petrodollar at all?
Oh, without a doubt. Oh, you know, it's right now there is a bond market crisis that's going on. It's just one of the layers that is happening that is a problem. There's also the treasury bond, the bonds itself, the treasuries, that is a bond problem. Then there is the banking bond problem, which you are and every person listening to this show is actively engaged in if you have a checking or savings account. Because when they do a bank bail-in, they're going to give you a bond, another piece of paper saying that you are a holder of this bank's bond, which this bank's bond now is rating at quadruple F minus on a third power, meaning is not worth anything. So bonds are cool until bonds default, until the debt, because a bond is nothing more than a holder of debt. All is cool until someone can't pay that debt. Then that bond becomes a bomb, and it always blows up in your face. Municipal bonds, treasury bonds, that bond, this bond, all the bonds, they're nothing but pieces of paper. They don't have any other relative worth. So this is where we are. So, yeah, no, Jimbone, those bonds are going to be a huge threat, and it's going to be a reason why everyone is going to require something more credible, something more solid economically that they could have faith and confidence in. They can't have faith and confidence in someone paying back their debt. That's what a bond is. A bond is basically you're buying someone's debt, saying that they are going to make good on their debt, and then you can sell that debt to the next person.
So basically, that's what the Saudi has been doing with the U.S. bonds. Is that correct? With their oil bonds and so on. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, have you been keeping up with the stuff been going on with the South China Sea?
Of course.
Yeah, and I was going to get your take on it, because the Chinese, you know, they was looking at, they had an aircraft carrier, I think it was in Hong Kong's bay, and, you know, the president of China said, you know, we didn't invite them there, you know, trying to tell them to get on with it. But there have been a whole bunch of stuff going on with, routine practices. The U.S. got their military over there and whatnot, what have you, and Russia, they've been going to China frequently and talking to China about what's happening. And U.S. Planning on setting up their missile system over there in South Korea.
Mm-hmm.
And now...
And in Europe.
Yep, in Europe. You're right. And, but I don't know about what the Europeans are saying anything, but I know that the two, China and Russia, say, well, if that's the case, then they need to set their own set up there to have their own defense system against the U.S. Missile strikes.
Mm-hmm. As Dmitry Medvedev said in 2011, I believe it was, he said that if the United States of NATO places missile defense missiles inside of Eurasia, that the Russians will use their new cellular technology against them. Said that at a address to the Russian people, and he gave three criteria and three things that Russia will do, and Russia has since establish that, and China is also. The South Sea of China is where the U.S. will partake in its Pearl Harbor event to start global nuclear war. And we've been talking about this since we came on. This is why they want to draft our daughters now. This is why a lot of the instability economically is happening. This is why China is now actively going to start to sanction the United States. And when you start to sanction and have an embargo against a country, what you're basically doing is you're starving them out and you're going to force them to attack you. Hence what happened to Japan in World War II. They repeat the same cycle all over again. They just change the names of the participants and tell you that this is new, because they know that we are not studies of history and that we rely on the system that they provide for us, and we're too busy doing other things instead of developing our own sovereignty and our own self-determining ways in life. So, yeah, South Sea of China is very key and very pivotal in this whole thing, and it is where the confrontation, one of the confrontations in the GNW will start off. GNW-1 will start off, what I call the Global Nuclear War 1. So, yes, Jambone, great questions, brother.
I got one more before you let you.
Okay, for sure.
Because I know, well, of course, everybody's been keeping up with the elections and so forth. And, you know, that everybody that was in the Republican nominees, they bowed out, let Trump take it all, you know, after Cruz said that, you know, he had lost. So, you know, there's only, I think it was two Democrats, I guess, or Clinton, and I can't think of the other guy. I don't keep up with all of it. But
Sanders,
I think that's his name.
I love that, Jambo. Good. Bernie Sanders, I'm glad you don't know. Good, go ahead. That speaks volumes about you, what's going on in your life. Go ahead, brother.
But anyways, you know, I don't keep up with everything what they say, because they, you know, they play around and lie. But, you know, it's just my theory. They just all sitting in the back, you know. It's like a gamble. I ain't gonna even say it's a gamble. They it's almost like a, what you call, you put a whole bunch of straws in a cup, and the people that get to pick, you know, so many straws, and the last one that has the long straw, that's the one they choose, you know. Some kind of game like that I can think of. You know, best way to put it, man. But my thoughts are they've been planning that Trump was going to win the Republican nominee in the first place. I never did think that Ted Cruz or even George Bush, was it George Bush, son? What's his name?
The other Bush.
Bush man. I didn't think he was going to take it either, because there's just so many things that just did not come together like a puzzle. Because he, you know, of course, you know, they come out of nowhere and they always elect these people. But something about Bush, the criteria that is placed in plan, I could be mistakenly wrong, I don't even think Hillary is either going to be, my opinion, I think it's going to be either Trump or the other guy. Because, you know, everything that's fallen in place, Trump would fit that place for it. This guy, I really don't know, because I really haven't took time to, you know, listen and study him or anything like that. But these two guys that fit the criteria. Now, I could be mistaken. Like I say, Hillary, she's been in the game, and she, you know, she does have some plans too of an man enslavement with the schools and brainwashing and so forth. But there's just a lot of things that just doesn't play out, especially when you're talking about an economic war and everything else. When you're talking about these banks and everything, Trump, he has his hands in everything, and he's have a whole bunch of other partners and agenda. I'm just curious, like, if anything did take off, how would he profit from it?
You know, that's a good question, because I really don't engage in, and I'm a political atheist. I stay away from everything political, because that is one of the tools of enslavement. But I will say this, you brought some good points up with Jeb Bush and Trump and Killer Hillary. So I would say this. I wouldn't be surprised, and what I'm really seeing is what I'm going to stick to from a very long time ago. I told a friend, says you don't have to worry about Hillary, you don't have to worry about anybody else being president. You're going to have the same celebrity figurehead in office the next 4 years. It's going to be Obama. There will be no transferring. I don't think that there's going to be a transferring, because once the economic war turns into a shooting war, you don't have a changing of the celebrity figurehead CEO of the corporation, the fraudulent corporation of the United States. So they have all of this selection stuff going on that they call election, and all of this, you know, jousting and all of this drama to get everyone all wound up. But in my opinion, from what I'm seeing, the same person that you have right now, the celebrity figurehead of the CEO Corporation of America, is the same one you're going to have in November, December, January, February, March, April, May of next year.
So in other words, this plan is whatever's been taking place, like now, in the past and in the future, we want to say, there's already been planned, like you said, like among other things.
Yes,
election. Okay. Well, you don't think that although some things are already planned in place, you don't think that, like, since Trump, you know, back to Trump again, he's being one of those big billionaire tycoons, and who knows what all he may hold with precious assets across seas. You don't think that possibly that although things are in the plan, I mean, already in place, he won't have some small manipulation for his own benefactors, or
Yeah, very, very, very possibly. But I think this is the perfect drama, the perfect train wreck for what they want to deceive the general population with, and that is the war, the economic collapse of the common person's economy, because that's the only thing that's going to collapse. The economy will not collapse; just the common person's will, and it gives them great leverage in drama, because why? They keep you watching their tool and their device of entrancement. And this is called their programming. The mainstream media programming is designed to program you to do and to think and to walk, sit, sleep, drink on command. So it's working perfectly. Until we start to wake up.
Oh, and I keep coming up with this stuff, but what are your thoughts about the wall when Trump was talking about building this great huge wall that's way out of the budget? I was thinking that they already knows possibly what they already know what they already plan on doing. So the deal is, I was thinking something like what happened in Germany. They had this big wall to separate the country, and I don't know how the U.S. had planned, but maybe they was going to possibly put their security down at the border, or you know, maybe I'm wrong for some kind of perfect reason.
Well, no, you know, it's funny that you say that, because I did a conference call for some of the people in RDP and some of the other people in SGG, and I talked about there's a couple of walls that are built up right now, and there's one in the Koreas, in the separation of the two Koreas, and once again they're going to use that just like they used the Berlin Wall, where they used that to demonize Moscow because they were transferring the so-called power, so everybody would go to America and say that they were the beacon of freedom. Well, then there's going to be a new beacon of freedom, and it's going to be coming out, and the new villain is going to be, the new terrorist is going to be the U.S., and they need to reunify Korea and break down that wall. And guess what? How they're going to do it? They're going to get rid of the evil empire known as the United States. The same thing that they did in Berlin. I don't know how many times they keep playing the same music, the same story, the same song over and over again, and we keep thinking that it's going to end differently. It's no different. Nothing is different. And this is, you are seeing Berlin Wall Part 2 in Korea, and you're seeing Berlin Wall Part 2 here in the United States. That all, in my opinion, was done to incite people, to keep people from thinking about what was going on, because their economy is about to totally collapse, and they want people to be caught completely off guard, because when they're caught completely off guard, they will get on their knees and on their belly and worship and make burnt sacrifice to their demigods called the government. So, bro, man, great question. We got another caller in queue. I got to get to Jambo. Man, always keep pumping it out, man. You always come with some really, really good stuff. I appreciate you so much, brother.
Hey, I appreciate you too, Brother Ren. I'll talk to you soon.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Great questions by Jambo. We got another caller in queue that need to go to. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Hey, Brother Davis. I mean, Brother Davis is Brother Davis, man.
Man, that was a big compliment when you called me Brother Davis. What's going on?
Hey, man, I was listening to your show. I was always listening in the background. And Jambone, you're right on the edge of understanding. But see, what people fail to realize is right now, the perfect storm politically is in place, because Donald Trump cannot get the nomination. That Republican contest will go to contention. And the same way with the Democratic contest, it will go to contention. So literally, that means that when they go to their conferences, their big conventions, everybody that is being contested are those people who do not have the electoral votes to win. That is why a popular vote does not win in America, because you need electoral votes. Literally, it's a perfect storm for a revolutionary war.
Yep.
And keep that in mind. But listen, the reason why I wanted you to know that, because Jambone, when you open that up, you're right on the edge, but really, this deals directly inside the country, and that's why you see these people going to these here gun shows so heavy, and they're getting their children up here, because their children, they want their children to know how to shoot these weapons. But here's the sad part. The sad part is that there may be a revolutionary war before there's a world war, and both of these things are unnatural. So literally, anything could... Don't be surprised about whatever you see, whenever you see it, and how you see it. Because this is all, once again, this is all external. This is all man. And man didn't build this marble. So things can change at a drop of a hat, regardless of how we perceive them to be right now. So I'm going to tell you, man, I'm just hanging on, because the bottom line is, I'm going to either die on my feet, or die on my feet.
Right.
There's no choice in my house. I know that. But in reality, I want y'all to know, without a doubt, this is a perfect storm for a civil war, because Trump has already been, he's been literally massaging the egos of his group to let them know, listen, I'm going to fight. And if that's the case, and they contest
his,
that's right. You should be prepared to fight. But here's the best part. Here's the best part. The fight is not going to be yours.
Mm-mm.
It's just a part of what's happening. What's on your plate is survival. That's all. And that might seem to be a lot right now, but a lot of what's going to go on around you is going to depend on where you are, and how it affects you will depend on where you are. Let me say that.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you, we're living at the most interesting time, because we are living in the most morally depleted time in the history of the world. So anything can happen. I just wanted to add that, brother. Listen, I'm going to get back in the back room and listen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. As always, great contributions by my man Mel, by Mo, I mean Jambone, and definitely by Brother Davis, as always. Would love to hear from you also. And, you know, Brother Davis is spot on with this whole thing, and it's And you know, Brother Davis always talks about the multiplicity of things that are happening, and that's because it brings great confusion. And that's what they want, so that you will not be able to respond to things appropriately from a position of advantage. And this is from you being self-determining and sovereign. So so true. This has all been created by man, just like we were talking about the ecosystem. We got another caller in queue. Hold on, caller. We're getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come out of the commercial break, we're going to go straight to you. Much love, much respect. You're listening to Tando Radio Show. If you like a question or comment, give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032 pound, hit star 61. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
The world will soon place you and your family members under geopolitical, economic, and social unrest. Are you ready? If your answer is no, then this is the opportune time for you to become informed, aware, and prepared for soon coming events. For only $25 per month, become educated in the area of precious metals and disaster preparedness for your home and businesses. For more information, email wolf6pack1@gmail.com. Because becoming an entrepreneur is very empowering, we would also like to encourage you in firing your boss. Learn the wonderful opportunities in the Forex market. Find out more about these proven strategies at www.imarketsliveinternational.com. The time has come that we become empowered instead of exploited.
The Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
Sincere Nequari. Don't let the church shoes fool you, man. All right? You know what I mean? You understand?
Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show. Brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Rand, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. Love that drop. Just while we were in the break, got a text from a very dear person, MP, and MP says, ha-ha, that Obama third term, yep, people have forgotten about that. Ha-ha, the dog and pony show continues. So true. Hey, MP, this weekend you said something about a movie, Cloverfield, or and then a survey that was there. Hey, call about that. Let's talk about that, because that's something that we need to bring to Tando Radio Show people on getting ready. And then I'm sorry for the mixer. I got all caught up. You know I go to bed early. I get sleepy quick because I get up early in the morning. So you know who you are. Hit me up. Looking forward to talking to you and everything else. So. Now, everyone, we're going to go to a caller that's in queue. Don't like to keep the callers waiting. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Greetings, Brother Dave. This is Ross. I just had to chime in. I was listening on the way home. And
what's up, Brother Ross? Hold on, man. What's going on, Brother? How are you?
I'm wonderful. How you doing?
Good. Okay, now let's roll with it. Yes, sir.
All right. I remember, I think it might have been Brother Mel who talked about the computer being the devil, I think it was. And and I think you had brought up remote control of your car and all these other things, and it made me think of something. I'm not a TV watcher per se, but they had this program on HBO called Homeland, and it was made by Israeli agents, I guess their version of the CIA. And it's been, from what I understand, some of it's based on real things that are taking place that they're putting in the show form. And one of the main character at the time he was basically like a white, the premise of the show was he was a white U.S. soldier who was fighting in the Middle East and was kidnapped, was caught basically and tortured, and converted to Islam. And they sent him back as like a, I guess like a sleeper cell to kill the president of the United States, or really the vice president. And in one of the shows, they actually, the main character facilitated killing the vice president of the United States by electronic control of his pacemaker. And they induced a heart attack by some sort of program where they hacked into his pacemaker. Mm-hmm. And it just made me think of that, because all of these things really allude to exactly what you're talking about. It's a form of control that we're not consciously aware of, because they're presenting it to us in the form of technology. And as a result, we're not, those of us who don't really know, will not be prepared when these things start to really hit the fan as things progress, as you were talking about. And something else that I saw too, an article about the United States, if a British, yeah, it says, new passport rules for Britons flying to America, what you need to know. And they're saying that if you don't have what they call a biometric passport, that British citizens will not be allowed entry into the United States. And a biometric passport basically takes a scan of your face. They put a smart chip in your passport, and they also take a scan of your face based on the photograph you take for your passport, and it captures the personal details. So essentially, like you were saying, Britain breaking away from the United States, you see they're tightening up security and the way that they're going to be interacting with the United States.
So true, yes. And there's so many things that you said that were so relevant. Yes, you know, we're mistaking technology for control of our thought process, our frequency. Mm-hmm. And that is something that, you know, we really need to take control of and understand that, you know, this is just like any time that the devil will make a contract with you, they're always going to give an appearance that you have something to gain. But the thing is that you will always lose your soul in that contract with that demonic entity. That has never, ever changed, nor will it ever change until we stop making ourselves available to the temptations of the different lies. And technology is one also. And what they do is they mask and cover and cloak the real hidden agenda in technology by giving you some of the artificial benefits of it to make you have blind allegiance and to follow it blindly, because blind faith, as we always say, is the first step to genocide. And these are the different ways that we are falling for that. And then you talked about the biometrics and the passports. Well, see, the passport is being used as a capital control and as a movement control in the future. And this is one of the reasons why they have that biometrics. You know, a passport, no government really has the ability to restrict you from going anywhere on the world if you understand what the world was really created as. The world was created as a living planet for all the inhabitants that happen to reside on that planet. The only time that borders ever became about and mapping has ever come about is from man lying and trying to deceive you into what the great creator God Almighty has created by putting little lines on the creation. If you ever been on a plane, as I always say, you look out of the window, you never see any lines or any boundaries. That's because the great creator God Almighty has never made any. What you do see on a piece of paper is something that's created by man, and that's to enslave everyone. So a passport was supposed to be about the government was asking another government to give someone safe passage as a visitor in their country. Now they've created it as a means of control in all forms. See, this is what they originally said. Well, this is just what they're going to do, give you, and everybody fell for it. They said this technology is just going to give you, and everybody fell for it. But see, the true design and the true agenda of it comes about at the appropriate time of sacrifice. And that's what we continue to move in, brother.
I had two more things to ask you about. There was an article that came out talking about what you put in your body. I saw an article, and I can send it to you, about KFC. It says KFC unveiled edible chicken-flavored nail polish in Hong Kong. So it's nail polish you can eat that tastes like Kentucky Fried Chicken. And the other article was, scientists are one step closer to building an artificial womb. white people know that they're dying off and they're not replenishing their numbers fast enough, so now they're trying to build an artificial womb to create these beings outside of the natural or so-called natural, because they're not natural beings in the first place, but ultimately that's something else I saw, and I can shoot that to you too.
Sure, definitely. Definitely. Would love to check that out. And yes, there is definitely a depopulation agenda, and then there's a transhumanism agenda. Then there is genetically modified foods, and then also electronically engineered organisms. And then now you will also have that seep into the everyday population, because that makes the perfect slaves to get you further and further away from your harmonic resonance as a living being in a living entity that was created by God Almighty, the great creator. So, and you can create when you are created by, and you can create sustainable life and sustainability. So, brother, yes, as always, great call, man. Looking forward to checking out those articles, brother.
All right, I'll get those to you probably not too long from now. And just
okay,
let
cool.
me back at me about the other stuff we were dealing
yes.
with. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Thanks
definitely.
And thanks for the other brothers for calling in, because you dropped some great points.
Man, as always, as you always do also. We got another caller in queue. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment? Brother Brick!
Hey, how's it going today,
I couldn't even wait to hear you say who you were. What's up, Brother Bragg? How you doing?
All right, Dave. How y'all doing? You know, there's many, many things going on. You know, we got nuclear spills over here on the West Coast they're not even talking about.
Yeah.
People have to watch their seafood right now. It's many things, man. You know what? We basically under siege, and people really don't get it.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look at the propaganda on the TV, which I really don't watch, and that's why I don't watch it, because of propaganda. But you got Bernie Sanders. I never thought he was planning to win the game from the beginning. No longer agree with politics at all, because it's a game. And it's a game everybody's been picked for you already. You don't really have a choice. You have the illusion of choice.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's just how I see it. I could be wrong.
No, that's the truth. That's the truth, brother. You know it is. You know, everybody else needs to come to the realization of that in their own time. But I just hope that is not at a price that they're not willing to pay to come to that. But go ahead.
Because you know what keeps killing me when I do flip on the news, because every once in a while I want to know the weather. These brothers and sisters of ours, my brothers and sisters, they go up here and they're embracing Hillary. And Hillary and her husband have enslaved more people in their lifetime than there was in slavery time. You know what I'm saying? Not that slavery is still an ongoing situation. Let me make that quite clear. They're still in slavery. Mm. These slave catchers are still out here in slavery, because that's the game. America's always been a slave nation. They've always been slavers from the time that the first Europeans hit this shore. That's what they came here for. They came and enslaved the people that could build. They couldn't build anything. Nothing. They didn't have any capacity. They could barely read and write. Most of them were totally illiterate. They were barnyard animals with human attributes. You know?
Mm.
And that's what history does. And I'm telling you, Malcolm put me on history. History will reward you more than anything else. Study these people. Study what they do. Study what they have done and what they're still doing. Nothing is new under the sun. Old people used to always say that. Now I get it. All you got to do is dig. Nothing is new. It's the same criteria. It's the same game. Just a different day. Every 70 years, they get to flip the script. Just think about that. Every 70 years, you can write whatever. Because at every 70 years, the people die off a new people. You see what I'm saying? So it's a game.
Of course.
And they do it in cycles. That's how they're able to plan their stuff. They sit their blueprint down, and they have people that's going to carry out the blueprint.
The remix. You know, so many of us are used to and understand the remix. Well, the thing that we really need to really put this together so that we can identify it much faster is that this is the remix. This is the human remix. They keep remixing because it worked well in the past, and it continues to deceive people because we continuously stay on the same frequency. We refuse to turn the channel and to elevate ourselves to where we break out of the low frequencies of death and stiffness. That's what makes us unelastic and unalive. Go ahead,
brother.
That's all that religious manipulation makes us stiff, because it takes away our ability to rationalize, to be rational, and think rationally, and deal with each other rationally. You know, I do a lot of thinking. I've been around a little bit. I've seen a lot of things in my time, and I see how people behave. Most people behave according to the programming that they see on TV. I have never seen people behave so violently about things that really mean nothing. Things that it should be just like, all right, nope, my bad, peace. You know what I'm saying? But people get all excited about things that really mean nothing and ready to go to blows. It's the food. It's what you watch on TV. And if you don't watch your mind, you got somebody else moving your mind. They got you programmed to destroy yourself, program you for self-destruction. They got you hating on your brother. You don't even realize you got to be conscious. Now, this is all, to me, all conscious is being aware of your surroundings and things that could affect you in a negative way or in a positive way, just being aware of all the stimuli. Let's put it like that, because it's all vibration, it's all range.
Wow, Brother Bragg, as always, as always. Brother Bragg, what
I just want our young brothers to be aware, though. That's all. Just be aware. Look, it's all about self-control. Control your thoughts. Some of your thoughts you can let run free. That's all right, but you can't act on all your thoughts. You got to control impulse, and that's all it is. It's impulse control. It's controlling your bestial manner, your lower nature.
Yeah. That's so
and having just a little forethought, just a little forethought will keep you from a lot of negative nonsense.
It'll keep you from being trapped. No, but you speak the truth. That's why you're not a preacher, because you speak the truth. And this is so true. You know, as people, we really need to be careful what we think, because what we think, we say. Be careful what we say, because what we say, we end up doing. Be careful of what we do, because it will form our habits, and we have to be careful of our habits, because that will be a part of our eternity. And it's a full process that we need to always take responsibility for responsibility for what is representing of what is benevolent and representing of what is malevolent. And we have to decide which way.
What you just said,
Dave,
wicked words poison minds. What you just said, wicked words poison minds. Watch the words you're going to feed into your minds. Words are spells and words are power. So they're nothing to play with.
So true.
You know, it took me a while to really understand the impact of that. Our people have always known that. We are from the ancient ones. If you go read any of the ancient texts, you always hear them talking about words of power. These words are words that were emanated or spoken into existence that made things come about, make them happen. So you have to watch the words that you're using. You have to watch the words you let people put in your mind. Not just the words, the frequencies that they play on you. Like you were saying earlier, they hit us with all kind of high frequencies, microwave, all kind of pitches, things that lower your vibration, make you act like a beast. But if you're aware, sometimes you just got to move away from people for a moment.
So true.
Sometimes when you see things all around you going to pieces, people acting crazy. Because see, people are not aware of what's going on around them. So when they acting out, they're not aware. You may be aware, but they're not aware.
We never really survey. You know what, Brother Brad, it's so true, because we never really take the ancestral path of surveying everything around us. We should be in tune to everything around us. No longer do we need to really search for our ancestors and research, actually try to find our ancestral past.
You are your ancestors.
We do that, then they can't manipulate us into thinking that is something that is unobtainable. And what is your thought process? Your thought process is the displaying of energy through your will. Then you won't stop your will from going back forward and within the dynamics of the presence that you're in, because all of it is on the eternal cycle line that is secular. It continues to go around and round. We need to just grasp it and be who we are. We are the ancestors. There isn't anything of the ancients or the sciences or the accomplishments that we can't do today, because we have exactly what we've always had. the great gift of the free will that God Almighty has given us to represent the creations and the creators that we are. That's our ancestors, and that is us. And this is so critical, and I'm glad you made that point, brother, about surveying what's going on around.
We've been pre-programmed to be who we are. We might not think so. See, I don't even want to get metaphysical or try to be too deep because it's not what I'm trying to do. But this is what I want to say. Just like I was a representative of Sophie, that's my mom. Before I left out my house, anywhere I went, I was instructed. I had my marching orders that when I move out to this world, that I represent Sophie, and that when I represent Sophie, I'm supposed to represent a certain way. That's the same thing that your God has charged you with. I'm talking about your creator, the energy that we all come from. You have been charged to come out here and represent that energy at the highest level of excellence or whatever.
Wow.
Period. I'm in my mind floating around in the super black, because see, that's where I'm at right now when I say things like that. Because see,
that's
super black, he was God. He acted God. He spoke God. He made things manifest as God. The most perfect black is the word I'm looking for. That gets up in there with a whole bunch of, that's in there with Amun-Ra and the whole Egyptian flavor, but that goes into the American Indian too, because see, they all were on the same consciousness. That's why they had great civilizations on all sides of the water. They were in tune. They were in tune with each other. They were in tune with this planet. The thing
the
that we have lost because of this,
right.
the living planet, the thing that we have lost, we no longer in tune because we TV, computer heads. I was on a train. Everybody on the train was on the phone but me. And I was like, what if somebody come here with a gun or something? We in Chicago. Everybody's distracted on this bull job when you should be looking around where the heck you at. But they, I don't know what to say. I'm just like, old people, man. I'm tripping because the whole car's got their heads in the phone.
Man, you know what? So many people got neck problems now because they're continuously looking down into their smartphone. And you know what I say about that is making us as dumb people.
Man,
Brother Braggs,
please.
So everyone, I just want to announce, Brother Braggs is going to be on Monday on Tando Radio Show, and we are going to have a show for you with Brother Braggs on Monday. So I just want to thank Brother Braggs for committing to that, because we need to hear from Brother Braggs. We need to hear from Brother Braggs because there's so much. And I don't know if y'all can hear the peace that's within Brother Braggs. I don't know if y'all really have picked up on the peace that's been in Brother Davis. I don't know if y'all really picked up on the peace that's been in Mel and in Tony and in Ross. I don't know if you really picked up on the peace of the people that have called into the show. Now, you can see it not with your eyes. You can see it with your energy. And I don't know if we all really picked up on the peace of this whole show, and that being because of you. And that is because we are going through what we've always been through. I wouldn't want to be in any part of eternity than the one that we're in right now. I truly believe that Brother Braggs, Brother Davis, Mel, Jambone, Ross, everyone has chosen to be here. Sister Davis, Scotty, you and I have chosen to be here at this moment, just like Brother Braggs said, to represent with excellence the energy that has created us to go forth and to create perfection from our energy, because that's the true measure of love. Man, you just took me to a different place as always, Brother Bragg.
Man, every time that perfect black come up, man, you're gonna go to that place. And if anybody just say that, man, the perfect black, that's God. That's the black hole they talk about that sucks in light that they never see again. That's that energy.
And
that
have
energy
no,
that can't
have
be
no
defined.
Understanding of its depths of it all. And this is
man.
Why CERN, this is why CERN's with the Large Hadron Collider is trying, and ITER, a lot of people don't talk about ITER, is what they're trying to manipulate artificially. They're trying to put it down on paper because paper controls.
Dave, they've been doing something so crazy, shooting 100,000 volts from Alaska straight into the up into the heavens.
Yeah,
But see,
we got to talk about
you gotta
that.
Be,
we gotta
you
talk
you
about
gotta
that.
Be
we
God
gotta
to do that. That. Man is not supposed to do that. That's God. You're not supposed to be doing that.
Man,
again,
you know, everyone.
To me.
No, I truly, hold on 1 second. Well, listen, everyone, we got to get out of here. 1 second.
So, Brother Bragg, you still there while we wait on Dave?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm still here, man. How you doing today?
I'm not going to complain too much. All right, he back.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Sorry about that. Sorry about that. Okay, everyone, that's going to be today's show. I just want to thank everyone for listening today and everyone that called in. Everyone, much love, much respect. We need to continue to do this on Monday. Tomorrow we will have the 96-hour margin call. Definitely, if you want to call in and talk about it, and I want to just say this about Bitcoins before we leave, because I didn't make this point. They created Bitcoin so that they can turn it off on you at any time that they want to. This is why cyber hacking, cyberspace, and hacking is so telling. Now, they're telling you what they're going to do, and if you have a digital... Believe me, you have a digital currency. That digital currency can be easily wiped out in a second. It's faster than you can realize what it is that you have, never to have it cut back on. They're going to cut the lights off, y'all, and that's because we have allowed ourselves to engage in putting ourselves in harm's way. We need to walk away from what is unsustainable, unnatural, unpure, and unmoral. We need to stop selling out for someone else's agenda while compromising our morality. Just want to say thank you all for listening, and much love, much respect. God willing, it's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later, and we will be back tomorrow. Much love, much respect. Thank you, Scotty. Thank you all. Have a good
one. Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world.